Hello, you codpiece. You're a codpiece if you listen to this, you codpiece. I'm Martin.
I'm Mark.
And this is Campaign on Dice, the podcast that reads old fighting fantasy books in order because it's something to do, isn't it? We have moved on to a new book this week, which means Mark gets to play. And I have to read all the words with my eyes and mouth. And we've moved on to Appointment with F-E-A-R.
That spells fear.
It does. And you've got an appointment. Don't miss it.
Why would I make an appointment with it?
I don't know. It seems like a bad thing to do, doesn't it?
Not the dentist, is it? Unless you're scared of the dentist, then you do make an appointment with fear.
Appointment with the dentist would be a much more mundane title, and yet probably a bit scarier.
Again, depends on your feelings of the dentist.
I suppose so. This book is dedicated to a BJ, a superhero in his own way. That's what Steve has said. There's a story behind that. BJ. No bear, though.
That's
just BJ.
I'd rather it was with a bear, if I'm honest.
Well, you want a BJ with a bear?
No, not from a bear. Well, that'd be wrong.
Let's move away from this. So, this book is a bit different than some of the others, apart from where it's mostly the same. But basically, the main thing I can see that's different is you are not allowed to kill things. You have to just punch them until they're nearly dead instead of killing them. Otherwise, you lose hero points.
I'm fine with that.
Well, good. I hope you are.
I am. That's why I said it.
So, there is quite a lot of setup and stuff. But should we do the normal setup that we're all familiar with? Everybody knows how the first three things work. Do you have some dice with you?
Yes.
All right, so can we do some admin?
Yes.
Could you roll one of those dice?
I got four.
That is total of 10 for your skill. So I'm going to write that on my piece of paper. Could you take both dice and roll those, please?
7.
That is 19 total. You're a stamina
king
boy. Can you take one die, please, and roll that?
2.
2? That's actually not very good. So you've
got... No, it's not.
8 luck. That is an 8 of luck. Happy with that? Happy with your scores so far?
Yeah.
Okay, so we were a bit late with our idea to poll to give you a superpower. The idea is that you are a superhero, aren't you? And that means that you must have a superpower.
Yeah.
So there are 4 powers to choose from in the book, but we're not going to choose. I have a d4. I'm going to roll it, and we're going to use that to determine which power you go with. Are you happy with that so far?
Mm.
Are you happy with that? Okay. Mm. So we'll just do...
Yes!
Normal. We'll do it in chronological order as they go. I have rolled a 4 for you, so it's the last one. So you don't get super strength or psi powers or enhanced technological skill. You get energy blast.
Oh, I didn't want that one.
You happy with that? You are able to summon electrostatic energy.
No, I'm not playing. It's a rubbish one.
From within your own body, not from other people's, and channel it out through your fingertips. Nowhere else. You can aim these energy bolts at adversaries or objects. Why did it just say enemies? Or objects. And your control is such, oh my God, that you know before you aim how much force will be needed to deal with them.
Obviously.
Oh, this is over the top. You've taken a personal oath that you will only stun any human target, no matter how villainous your opponent may be. When using energy blast, it doesn't sound like you. You need only determine whether or not your aim is true.
If you, I don't want to kill people.
Well, it's up to you. You'd just be less hero-y, won't you?
Who would be a hero? No one.
If you hit a human opponent, the effect will be an automatic stun. Test your aim by rolling 2 dice. What? Test your aim already? Okay, go on.
No, I think it's just telling you how to do it.
Oh, okay. Right, so basically, equal to or less than skill, the bolt is hit. Equal to or less than. Got it. Equal to or less than. So that's fine. I might have to turn back to that. It also says, sometimes you will not be able to use a second bolt. Each time you use energy blast... Each time you must deduct 2 stamina points.
What's
don't do
stamina?
That. Just punch things. You got 19 stamina, but
Uh-oh, spaghetti.
So you get clues or something. Your first clue, I've got a big box here for clues. There's a lot going on here. Will be found at reference 88. Should we go to 88 and do some reading? I'm doing it.
Okay.
I'm doing it anyway.
I'm doing it as well.
Eight. Right, so your first clue. For those at home writing stuff down, don't bother, I'm doing it. Don't trust me.
Okay.
A notorious group of supervillains known as the Alchemists is planning a series of raids on financial institutions. The first victim will be the Cleveland Bank at 4 a.m. Oh, no. Next will be another branch of the same bank situated on the corner of 128th Street and 10th Avenue. Better write that down then, didn't I? Cleveland Bank, 4 a.m., well, 4 a.m. on what day? Does it say it's today?
All of them.
Say 128.
I guess this is based in a day, is it? Set in one day?
I guess. 128th and 10th Avenue. Oh, I don't know. I hate all that shit. So we go back to... I better write Alchemists as well. Alchemists. I didn't need to make a sound effect when I did a little... pencil stroke, but there it was.
No, I enjoyed it. I think I speak for everyone when I say that they enjoyed it as well.
So now you have to choose. You may choose. You don't have to. For your second clue, you may choose one of the following. 222, 312, 280.
I'm going to choose 222.
222.
Exactly. Okay. That's how I'd say it as well.
How to say it. 222. Your second clue. A recent visitor from Metroville, the Tiger Cat, has arrived in town. This extraordinary villainess is a fierce fighter and not a very creative name person, but can instantly disguise herself as a harmless pussy cat. Why did he need the pussy part? Like, he could have just said disguise herself as a cat.
Well, he just wanted to write pussy.
He just wanted to write pussy in a children's book. Right, Tiger Cat.
Steve.
Disguise as cat.
Tiger Cat. I'm not just a cat. I'm a tiger cat. A tiger is a cat. You don't need the cat bit. One or the other. You don't need them both.
No, exactly. It's stupid. The whole thing is already stupid. We haven't even started yet. She's a fierce fighter. That's not much of a clue, is it? She's just arrived. So that's two of your clues. You're not allowed any more.
Tea. Last week was a moth in the tea. This week just...
Oh, yeah. You owe everybody a moth drinking. Have you got
I owe everybody a middle finger. I owe everybody.
If you've got a moth on standby, you could just drink for everyone.
But my middle finger is extended as hard as it can be to the microphone to all the people that wanted me to ingest a moth.
It is quite aggressive. I mean, you could tell that you really were...
You can fuck off as well.
I did vote for the moth. I made sure
to
throw my vote in. I don't know whether you start with any hero points. Do you start off with any hero points or not? I don't think you do. So, let's do some background for you, shall we?
Well, I'm going to have a skip a minute because this is long.
Okay, hang on. There was another bit. That there's about two different backgrounds, so I better do that. Superpowers and clues. I didn't do that bit. You are Jean Lafayette, the product of a dangerous but successful genetic experiment. Although seemingly normal as a child, it became apparent in your early teens that you were far from ordinary human being with talcum powder everywhere. And hair nets. You are gifted with a superhuman power, which you have sworn to use only for the benefit of your fellow man. As the Silver Crusader, another excellent name for a character, you are well known to the population of Titan City. Most people admire you, some distrust you, but all members of the underworld fear you. All of them do, even the guy on the front of this book. Only your parents, who are both dead, ever knew your real identity and the origin of your powers. That
What's
was
the point in mentioning them?
I bet that was a sort of fun coming out adventure for you. I'm the Silver Crusader. Fuck off. Get out of my house. In the adventures ahead...
Why haven't you left home yet?
In the adventures ahead, you will begin with one of four powers, which we've already done.
We've already done that.
First, you must learn the whereabouts of the secret meeting of FEAR, which stands for the Federation of Euro-American Rebels. Boring. Rubbish.
Jesus Christ, that's terrible.
Due to take place within the next few days, this dangerous alliance of master criminals and enemy agents is planning to overthrow the governments of the Western world and establish their own rule. Secondly, you may assess your own performance as a superhero by trying to gain as many hero points as possible. And then we chose
you know
power.
I'm not going
to
do that. I'm not. No.
Who cares? So, the time of your birth was an anxious moment for your parents and their doctors. I hope he won't become a
superhero.
What are
you reading?
I've gone to the background.
Oh, you moved on to the other bit. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I have my finger on the background page.
You and your clever techniques.
I know, it's science. Your mother had consented to undergo
an science
to undergo an experimental form of
book science.
Genetic surgery. The doctors had warned her of the dangers of the radiation experiments. Their research program was nowhere near complete, but this she already knew. For she herself, fucking hell, is he taking like? Is this actually ghostwritten by Andrew Jackson, Andrew Chapman? Even.
Hang on a minute.
What?
The doctors warned her of the danger of the radiation, but she already knew. She was one of the researchers, so she's one of the doctors warning herself.
Yeah. Oh, you shouldn't do that. Oh, well, I'm gonna. Well, I don't think I should. Well, I think I should. I'm going to anyway. The work had reached the stage.
That's a stupid paragraph.
It's all stupid. We're not even at number one yet. The work had reached the stage where progress was impossible without testing on a human subject. Your father had not fully understood the implications when he gave his consent. He probably just signed it. He was watching telly. And she put something in front of him.
He was just happy to have some sex.
Yeah, and eight pairs of apprehensive eyes watched your arrival into the world. Perverts. Their first reaction was one of relief. You certainly seemed a normal, healthy baby. Postnatal tests showed no physical deformities whatsoever.
Not true.
You appeared to be a fine specimen. In your younger years, your development was carefully monitored with a seemingly endless series of physiological and psychological tests, all of which you passed with flying colours.
Yay.
The doctors and researchers congratulate themselves. Well done. Their experiments were a complete success. However, the experiments had been conducted in a shroud of secrecy. Had the world known of the risks of the experiment, public outcry would have been overwhelming. It would certainly have put an end to further genetic research, and from your mother's point of view, she had no wish to have the world regard you as an experimental freak.
Not true.
If anything, she told everybody, this kid's an experimental freak. Only a few knew what had really
still
happened.
Does.
Over the years, the testing stopped as the doctors felt more and more certain there was no need to monitor your progress. As fate would have it, it was just when this testing stopped that it became clear that you were anything but a normal child. Your latent superhuman powers did not show themselves until after the doctors had lost interest. Well, yeah, because your power is just energy blasts, which is just...
Boring,
isn't it? Just out of his fingers.
What superhero would... I was trying to think earlier, because obviously super strength and the fact he can fly, that's essentially Superman.
Yeah.
The gadget one is Batman, because he's got a utility belt. The psychic one is just Professor X, really. Who's got energy blasts from the hands? I couldn't think of it.
Havoc.
Not from his hands, is it? I thought it was from his chest.
Yeah.
You saw it from his hands?
I don't know. The problem I've got is, well, in my head, every time I say energy blast, I think of a colleague I used to work with who at one point was mocking. So there was a conversation at work going on about the unfortunate subject of finger banging, but one of them had described it as finger blasting. And, of course... being from the Southwest as we are, the mockery was made of the word blast, and so when I hear energy blast, in my head I'm hearing finger blast! Which,
to be honest, bang or blast, neither of them sound particularly pleasant.
It's not romantic, is it?
No.
Finger blasting! exciting, don't get me wrong. So, something about not being normal. Your parents, who had become thoroughly fed up with the endless tests, decided your extraordinary powers must remain a secret from the world, like Pa Kent from the rubbish Man of Steel. Like, oh, don't tell anyone that you've got powers. Don't save people.
Don't start. Don't start. I like Man of Steel. Shut up.
Should I just let people die? Yes, you should. That's the Superman story we all needed.
That's exactly what I would do in his position.
Not Superman. They had no wish to have...
I wouldn't have tried to rescue the dog, if I'm honest.
He should have just looked at it, nah, screw it. But he could have rescued his dad, get a new though, dog. From that, because of his super speed, nobody would have seen him even rescue his dad from that tornado. They had no wish to have you studied as some kind of freak for the rest of your life. You have a regular job working in an office of a medium-sized company. But when duty called, you become the Silver Crusader, upholder of justice. And you have taken an oath to serve in the fight.
Oh, skip to this is boring.
Against crime and Titan City. Apart from your own super abilities, you have one other device to aid you. This is important. We nearly skipped this. Your crime watch.
Blah, blah, blah.
Crime watch. Is that a pop culture reference? Does that count? Because we've also got to do a thing, haven't we? Tim Burton has asked us to. Have you got the tweet in front of you?
No, but essentially every time there's a pop culture reference we recognise, I have to sing a line from a popular 80s kids TV theme.
I don't think the Crime Watch really counts.
I mean, it kind of does. I mean,
you could do the
really
Crime Watch theme. It's not the same.
What have I gone into?
Don't know. MacGyver? This neat little device, worn around your wrist, receives and broadcasts transmissions to and from your two most important allies. You can be contacted by police headquarters through this crime watch, and you can also summon the police to aid you. Dick Tracy. In addition, your friend and underworld contact Jerry the Grass is able to warn you of impending crimes through the Crime Watch. Jerry the Grass has recently become aware of an important meeting about to take place within the next few days. Vladimir Utoshki, leader of FER,
very good Russian accent,
the Federation of Euro-American Rebels, had been summoning his aides in crime. I'm just put his colleagues to meet in Titan City. Utoshki, also known as the Titanium Cyborg. This is bullshit, Steve. It's a supervillain whose field of expertise is the electronic enhancement of human abilities. Oh, he is part man, part machine. That's like the Goldie Looking Chain song. Now that's in my head. And very dangerous. Jerry the Grass had not yet found out where or when this meeting is due, but one thing is certain, its purpose is to finalize plans for a scheme which would mean disaster for the Western world. The meeting must be stopped. You must find out where and when this meeting is due to take place and prevent it.
Don't tell me what to do. I'm the silver...
At all costs. The silver...
Crusader.
Dick. Here we go. We're on number one now. 12 minutes
Yay.
In.
This is bloody... 2 pages of shit.
Ugh, as you walk the 10 blocks to work that morning.
I like
you...
the comic book art, though. I do
it
like
it. It is quite nice. And the cover is by Brian Bolland, I think, which is
although
very striking.
But the art has a whiff of, I don't know what his name was, the guy who did Jack Staff. It's a little bit like that.
Oh, I didn't. What, Paul Grist?
Yeah. Do you not get it? Maybe, no, maybe it isn't.
Maybe slightly more detailed, but yeah,
I don't know, just the simplicity of it.
We saw him,
didn't we, Paul Grist?
We did see him.
At a table on his own looking sad.
We
didn't go over to get anything signed because he looked a bit sad and it was funny.
Do you like Jack Staff, though? It is
good. Rubbish.
Comic.
It's not, though, is it?
It's fine. You stop by a telephone booth to consider what it could be. The sounds of the city are the usual 8 a.m. cacophony. Cars and buses bounce past, strange, along Clark Street. Or is that a reference? Don't know.
I suppose it is, isn't it?
I see if you
recognize
it.
Thundercats are on the move. Thundercats are loose.
Their driver's too sleepy even to try to avoid the pits and bumps in the road. A newspaper vendor bawls an incomprehensible headline, something about robbery, at the crowds of men and women milling past him on their ways to work. Overhead, in the sky, the rhythmic beating of a traffic copter's blades fades into the distance. An argument is taking place between an elderly businessman and an overlarge woman, rude, with an untrained dog whose sidewalk deposits.
What's that got to do with anything?
It's done a shit.
If they're arguing, he needs a poo. It might not be he's untrained. He might just be desperate for a shit.
Well, it's an untrained dog whose sidewalk deposits have offended the businessman. There's nothing unusual. Or is there? Is there?
Nope.
The difference is only barely perceptible, but there is a distinct air of tension in the streets. There are nervous twitches in the eyes of the passers-by. The cars are accelerating and braking in a jittery manner. Little things like that. To your heightened senses, the atmosphere is pregnant. Today will not just be another day.
Have I got heightened senses? Oh, I've just got...
Finger blast! I haven't... Which is what it's called.
I don't
now.
Think it said anything about heightened senses.
Well, it did here. Your thoughts are broken by the high-pitched wailing of a police siren. A yellow and black Cougar GS screeches round the corner and leaps ahead through the Clark Street traffic before swinging left into Audubon Park. Behind it...
Is that a reference? It might be.
Don't know. We have to recognise it, I think. For it
I don't recognise it, though.
Behind it, the traffic settles back into its regular flow.
To be honest, I don't have to recognise any of them, do I?
Not really. You could just ignore everything. A small crowd has built up around the man and woman. Raised voices are taking one side or the other, and the situation is beginning to look nasty or not. What will you do next? Go over and see if you can break up the argument like a nosy shit.
No.
Run after the police car into Audubon Park. Buy a newspaper to find out about the robbery, or ignore all these incidents and just go work.
I'm going to work.
You're going to work? 3, 4, 1.
Fuck all them. I don't care.
You get paid. Today is payday, the end of the day. Congratulations. Late again. You creep past the office of your boss, Jonah White.
Hoping... Well, Christ, I mean, that's two references, isn't it? J. Jonah Jameson and Perry White.
Spelt differently, though.
Spelt differently, but...
Spelt the good way.
I'm going to go with... let's see. What I can't think of any now. Gummy bears bouncing here and there and everywhere. High adventure that's beyond compare. They are the gummy bears.
Good. Hoping he will
Magic
not notice...
Magic and mystery are part of the history, along with the secrets of gummy berry juice. Carol.
Hoping he will not notice, but no such luck. His voice booms out at you. Lafayette, in my office, immediately! Sheepishly.
Is Lafayette a reference? I mean, obviously he was a character, not a character, but a person in history that's in Hamilton, but I'm sure that's not a reference to that.
Just a cool surname, I suppose. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Let us know Come if on. You know. Sheepishly, you leave your desk and creep in to see him. Well, you don't have to creep. He knows you're there now. A stream of abuse follows. Oh, you fucking shit, fucking wanking twat! Sorry. In his eyes, you are lazy. Lazy, fucking shit! Shiftless, you shiftless motherfucker!
It's just like all this pent-up aggression.
No, I'm just in the book.
Have I done something?
You know.
Yeah, I do know.
Incompetent. You incompetent fuck! suddenly, a squeal of tyres in the street below, followed by a loud crash, interrupts him, and the two of you rush to the window. A crowd is gathering around a large black limousine, which has spun round in the road, mounted the sidewalk, and crashed into a street lamp. A fire has started in the rear of the car and is spreading. Do you wish to run downstairs in your street clothes, or nip into the toilet to change into the Silver Crusader? Or you may ignore the incident and go back to work.
Well, if I'm honest, seems more like a job for the fire service.
I guess. So what are you going to do?
I'm tempted to just ignore it.
You could play this whole game just continuing your normal work day. I mean, that I hope. If that isn't an option, then he's missed a trick.
Yeah, screw it. Let's go for it.
167. excellent. What a brilliantly boring adventure.
You do your taxes.
You settle back down at your desk. On the corner of the desk is a newspaper open on page 3. For
Naughty.
A readers, you flick through the pages and find a short piece which catches your attention. Your old enemy, the smoke, is up to his tricks again. A known agent of... I'm just going to say fear. I'm not going to spell it out every time. The smoke is able to turn into a gaseous form to commit his crimes. He's got a good power, not like your stupid finger blasts.
My finger blasts are rubbish.
An incorrigible self-publicist, he cannot resist tantalizing the police with clues as to where he will next strike, and often uses the newspapers to announce his intentions, like the Zodiac Killer or something.
Let's hope it's like that.
I hope not. That's awful. The story is bad.
It's not real. It's just a book. It doesn't matter if he's like the Zodiac Killer, does it?
It will matter. It'll make me scared.
He's dead now. He's not going to be still alive, the Zodiac Killer. He's not going to come and get you if he hears this and he thinks, oh, Martin scared me. I'm going to go and fuck him up.
What if he's a magic murder ghost?
Oh, now I'm scared.
if you can only crack his clue. He is quoted as saying,
What sort of fish does not like the water? You'll find out when it next rains.
You will crack this clue by subtracting... Boring. You will crack this clue by subtracting 20 from the reference you're on when you're told it's raining and turning to this new
Jesus
reference.
Christ.
So, when it's raining...
You have to write that down.
When raining...
Subtract 20 from the reference you were on and go there.
Oh, fucking hell.
I guess. I don't know.
Subtract. Hopefully he'll say, have you been told a thing about when it rains? Subtract 20 from
don't
reference...
Look. Underneath, if I had an accessory belt, I could have fought Tiger Cat.
maybe you still will.
No, I can't because I've got. The accessory belt is for the.
Oh well.
I haven't got that, have I?
But she's definitely part of your story because she was one of your.
She might not be.
All right. Turn now to 398 and forget everything that just happened.
Yep.
Just carry on at work. 398. I'm there. Under the watchful eye of your boss, who just stood over your shoulder the whole time. You incompetent fuck! You complete the morning's work. At lunchtime,
excellent. I've had a good morning's work.
It's good, isn't it? You're making...
It is. I'm happy.
You're halfway through the day. This is great. At lunchtime, you take a corner booth at El Greco's, a cheap diner on the next block. Is that a reference? Who knows? While you're eating, a chattering group of boffin types scramble into the booth next to yours. They're trying to keep their voices down. But their obvious excitement allows you to catch the gist of their conversation. They're from the local university science laboratory.
Well, I think the man's a fool, says one. If he mixes the aldehyde in at that temperature, there could be an almighty explosion. Oh, maybe you're right, says another. He's a stubborn old jackass. He'll never admit it was dangerous.
Why is he Dr. Gloom, whatever his name was, from Banana Man?
I don't know. I'm just really straining my throat.
He's a stubborn old jackass. He'll never admit it was dangerous. I know one thing. We're much safer out here.
Hmm, you think? Do you want to think hmm?
Okay, done.
Sounds ominous.
You just got a message.
I did get a message.
It's not me. It's not a picture of Susan George.
That's actually a Twitter notification. Sounds ominous. Sorry. Perhaps you'd better check it out. The group's security passes identify them as being from the biochemistry department, only a block away. You pay your bill and leave quickly. Halfway there, you stop. From within the shop you're passing, a cry reaches you. Stop! Thief! Will you investigate this call for help? Or do you think stopping a potential explosion is a much more important task?
I want to go back to work.
Well, you haven't
got
that choice.
That notification means we have a new follower.
Have we?
I'm going to say it out loud just in case you're listening. Paul Lelong. Paul Lelong.
Is that Paul,
Paul Lelong?
Or Paul Lelong?
Paul Lelong. Lelong. Lelong.
Thank you for following us. I hope you're still following us by the time this comes out on Wednesday.
After I've just completely... Got your name wrong.
Let's
know. Nosferatu. There we go, anyway.
Let us know. Will you investigate this call for help? Or do you want to... Or do you sarcastically think stopping a potential explosion? You can't do both. Is a much more important task.
I'm going to go to the thief.
You're going to stop a thief. 2, 5, 6. You're gonna do...
I reckon the scientist knows what he's doing.
Probably. He'll be fine, won't he?
I mean,
he's a scientist.
This gunman doesn't.
He's a boffin type. No, there's a picture of a gunman who has put it right up this guy's nose.
Yeah, right through his eye.
There's a an attempt to sort of emulate a Jack Kirby style with that the shopkeeper.
Yeah.
Strange. Quick as a flash, you spring into the shop ready for action. It is a small sweets, candies and tobacco shop. The proprietor, a Mr. Calvin Farquharson, is standing behind the counter in a state of shock, his head buried in his hands. You shake his shoulders and tell him to pull himself together. He composes himself and stammers,
Terror! The little terror pulled a gun, grabbed everything on the counter, and ran through there!
He points through the shop to what is apparently the back door. Will you race for the back door to stop the thief before
he
can get away?
What is apparently the back door?
Or will you... grab something to use as cover first. Like, I don't know, some sweets or something on your way out.
The till. Him. The till. Kelvin. Grab him as a shield.
I'll just use this for cover, Mr. Farquharson.
I honestly went to... Or will you grab? I thought it was going to be like just steal stuff yourself.
Will
would have
you
been...
fill your pockets with sweeties?
Yeah.
Cash.
Or have you got any lemon bonbons? Yeah, sweets, cash, and fags. I'm not bulletproof, am I? I'm gonna grab something for cover first.
Got finger blasts. 101. That's all the information I have. 101. I can't find it. Here we go. There is nothing around. What's the point? Oh, except a garbage can by the back door. You pick up the lid. Like Captain America.
There is nothing around. Here we go. Back to this again. Empty room, except for all the stuff in it. There's nothing around except all the stuff that's on the floor and in the shop.
You pick up the lid and hold it in front of you as you step up to the door. Turn to 24. Exciting.
Oh,
I'm going to actually get some fighting in here. All right. Or not. You fling open the back door and your eyes scan the dirty yard outside. Mr. Farquhar, son, doesn't tidy up very well, you think to yourself loudly, out loud. In the far corner of the walled yard is a pile of boxes, and you can make out a shoe protruding from behind them. If you have ETS, no. Don't do that. If you wish to use side powers, you can't. If you wish to use your finger blasts, turn to 344.
344 then.
344. Let's finger blast the fuck out of this place.
Finger blast. Doo-doo-doo.
You'll all be saying it in the playground tomorrow. 344. You send a carefully charged energy bolt in the direction of the boxes. It strikes the bottom box. There's no need to test for aim. And the whole pile topples over backwards on top of the thief. A shrill scream comes from the villain. Ah! Oh, God, I hurt my throat. Your foot twitches and then rests motionless. He's dead. You step over cautiously to investigate. He's not really.
It does sound like he's dead.
It does sound a bit like you've just murdered him. For some fags and sweets. 286.
Fags, cash, and sweets. 286.
You grab the unconscious, not dead, thief and pull him out from behind the boxes. As he slides out into the daylight, you gulp. This little villain can be no more than 9 years old. That's assault, brother. You may well have hurt him badly. Well, obviously, you just finger blasted him. Actually,
well, in that case,
bad.
Hide him under the boxes.
You may well have hurt him badly. In his right hand, he clutches his booty. A half-eaten goobar. Desperately, you shake him. Don't do that. You're making things worse. And eventually, his eyes flick open.
Give him brain trauma.
Stop shaking me, mister. He's terrified to see you, and you scowl at him sternly. Stop stealing goobars. But secretly, you're relieved that he's not seriously hurt. Back to jail for me. Oh, oh, oh. You pick him up and march inside the shop. Turn to 316. That's the real twist. Everybody really knows who you are. You're just the local nutter who goes around pretending he's got superpowers.
Beating up kids
and shaking them.
Cueing kids.
After giving the young boy an earful of what? Who knows?
Sweet. You send him just bags and sweets.
Shoving goo bars in there. You send him on his way. Then you turn to the shopkeeper. You are furious. You'd thought this was a serious robbery, not merely a youngster's prank to steal a bar of candy. The cowardly shopkeeper had wasted your time. You may gain no hero points for this capture, but you must lose one hero point if you knocked out the young thief. Well, you didn't have a choice. In fact, if you did knock him out, you'd better get moving quickly before any of the passers-by find out what's happened. This is just the sort of thing your critics would pick up on. Well, so you got minus one hero points.
Seems like it.
Okay.
Excellent, that's what I'm going for.
This is good. It's like, what was that game, that PlayStation game, where you are a hero and you have to... it depends on what your actions are that means you either become a hero or a villain.
Oh, Infamous.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, sort of like that. Mm. But worse, obviously. A lot shitter.
Well, I don't know. I didn't like the game, so maybe better.
Oh, fair enough. Will you leave quickly? Or
I prefer Prototype because you could throw people into the ocean.
Are you going to run away or are you going to give the shopkeeper a piece of your mind? A
piece of my mind. I'm going to electrocute him.
Let's electrocute Mr. Farquhar. 64. Can't find it. Here we go. It's right after 63, that's how I remember. The man stutters nervously.
The gun! He had a gun!
You hold out the water pistol that you found in the kid's pocket that you didn't mention just now and squirt him with it, pretending it's a real gun.
Bang! Finger bang!
His head bows. What a dreadful coward. He wishes to make amends. Yesterday, two of his customers were talking and he overheard some information that may be of help. They both worked at Titan Abattoir and reckoned that it had just been bought by a Sylvia Frost. When the shopkeeper heard the name, it stirred up a memory. He searched back through some old papers and discovered that Sylvia Frost was indeed the Ice Queen. Why bother with a secret identity anymore? Everybody knows it. This information may be useful to you. If you come across evidence of the Ice Queen's handiwork, deduce 20 from the reference you were on at the time. I think it means deduct. And turn to this new reference. Well. Okay, so if... If evidence of Ice Queen... Fuck, there's too much to write. Of Ice Queen... Minus 20, turn there.
Yeah, that'll do.
That, it will be enough. I might write them up. I won't. So, you thank the shopkeeper for his information. So, you're just basically giving him a verbal ticking off. And then you just go, thanks then. You may add one luck point for your good fortune. Well, you haven't lost any
don't
yet.
Know.
Turn to four...
No, add like a new one, a new luck point, a special one.
No, I'm not gonna.
Ah, oh, you dick.
438. Oh, there's loads. There's more than 400. Oh, we're really near the end.
Yay, we win.
Okay, you make your way home and spend the rest of the night relaxing in front of the TV after the day's excitement. So you went to work. You beat
and
up assaulted
a kid.
And. And went home.
I'm pooped.
You may add 6 stamina points for the rest. Don't need to.
Add them on.
The
Go
next
on.
Morning,
add them anyway.
You leave for work early. You travel by bus. As the bus enters Rad Square, you notice a disturbed crowd
Bodacious.
In the centre of the square. Something's happening! At that very moment, your crime watch sounds. Do you want to do the crime watch theme?
Oh, the theme, sorry. Just making
the sound. Probably the ringtone, isn't it?
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
It's Casualty.
Oh yeah, isn't it? How's Crime Watch go? Don't wait till I'm halfway through it. How does Crime Watch go? I did it earlier.
Not like that. I don't know.
Hang on.
Not really working, is it?
No, that's 999. Crime Watch.
You hold it to your ear and hear its message.
No! How does it go? You will wait. I will find out.
Play it. Find it on YouTube.
I'm going to do that. Carry on.
You hold it to your ear and hear its message. Cowfield Dairy. Fast. Quickly, you get off the bus. Ding, ding. It's not the stop yet, sir. Will you investigate the disturbance in Rad Square, or will you follow your Crime Watch's instructions and head towards Cowfield Dairy, 2 blocks away? Bit boring for a choice, so...
Oh, this is like the dance remix.
It is. Dun-dun-dun. So are you going to Rad Square or Cowfield Dairy?
Well,
we could do a poll, but it just seems a bit dull.
That's boring, isn't it? I'm going to go to Cowfield Dairy because the book is shouting that at me.
369. Okay. Did I get that right?
Uh-oh. Man with a chainsaw.
A chainsaw man. You change in a convenient alley and head for the dairy. When you arrive at the gates, everything seems to be in order. Milk floats are returning from their day. Where is this set? Because do they have milk floats in America?
I wouldn't.
Maybe. I don't
didn't
know.
Didn't think so. They don't have milkmen, do they? That's a British thing, I thought.
Milk floats are returning from the daily rounds and thousands of bottles are chinking their way along conveyors. There's no sign of danger. A short-tailed tabby cat... Excuse me. No doubt a stray is trying to get in through the gates. Hey, let me in. You pick the hungry creature up and stroke it. Hey, get off me. Put me in with the milk. As you wait, your eye catches a familiar looking figure turning the corner and walking towards you. It is... Sorry. It is Chainsaw Bronski, a well-known murderer. Who you...
well-known murderer?
Well... He certainly seems to have served his time and learned his lesson. A well-known murderer who you thought was well behind bars.
Fucking choices.
Is this a poll?
Yeah.
Okay, so let us know what the Silver Crusader should do with Chainsaw Bronski. Should he apprehend the villain or... Do you know what I mean? Or does his first duty lie with the needy, and will he instead take the cat to a cat's home?
So the choices are capture a well-known murderer or take a cat to a cat's home. The
brilliant thing is, I actually, is, as much as it seems like it might be obvious, I don't know what people will choose.
No. I think I do know what people choose, because I would, I know what I would choose if it was
a good idea, but it will be interesting because we've got people who will just who want to watch the world burn like you do, but we've also got people who would
I
like
so
to
want to watch the world burn,
who would like to help society. Again, that is quite a nice little the little comic strip on the left. He's threatening an old lady with a chainsaw. She gives him his purse. He cuts a head off a statue. And he cut some bars in the bank.
And he's wearing a flying jacket like Charlie does at a casualty.
Yeah.
Just to tie it back into the casualty theme. We all know
how that theme goes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, this has been a mixed bag, hasn't it?
It really has, but I've enjoyed it nonetheless.
It got better. It started off with lots of reading, always a bad thing. But yeah, let us know what you think Heat Mark should do. I think, if you like...
Catch a murderer, save a cat. I mean, everyday occurrence, that kind of choice, isn't it?
If you like superhero stuff or comic book things, Take 10, for the next couple of weeks at least, I'm pretty sure, is all like comic book and superhero films lined up. So why don't you listen to Take 10 on Friday?
Is it?
I think so. I think the next one is. Yeah, the one.
Yeah, this week's Judge Dredd.
Yeah, so listen to that.
Yeah.
Listen to that.
The shit Judge Dredd. Well, the only Judge Dredd film, actually, because the other one was called Dredd. So, figure it out.
You could listen to that. Or, in the meantime, come back next time and see what happens to Chainsaw Bronski.
Or the cat.
or the cat.
Or the cat. Might be the cat.
Who knows?
Who
Only time knows? And your votes will tell.
Pew, pew, the wham, on... finger blast, you.
Finger blast! I'm going to go.
Yeah, spread the whimsy. Bye.
Finger blast!